The Guardian.
The former KGB agent Andrei Lugovoy is the chief suspect in the murder in London of another ex-Russian spy, Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko's poisoning in 2006 sent Anglo-Russian relations into a tailspin. Moscow refuses to extradite Lugovoy, who's now an MP in the Russian parliament. He spoke to The Guardian's Moscow correspondent, Luke Harding, about meeting Litvinenko, about Russia's relations with the UK, and about his enthusiasm for Sherlock Holmes and Premier League football.
We flew in for the football match between CSKA Moscow and Arsenal. Before the game, Dmitry Kovtun and I had meetings with a British investment company. I can't tell you its name. We were never going to meet Litvinenko on November the 1st, 2006. We'd agreed in Moscow that we would meet the following day, November the 2nd, in the offices of risk management. Litvinenko then called us himself. Scotland Yard can check this because it's easy to get a printout of telephone calls. He called us about five times and suggested abruptly that we meet before the game. We told him that we didn't have time. I was with my kids. They needed to get changed before the match. I said that we should meet on November the 2nd, as agreed. It seemed very suspicious to me that he suddenly decided to meet us. We offered to meet him in a cafe, but he insisted that we meet in the Millennium Hotel. Looking back, it's clear to me it was important for Litvinenko to meet us exactly on November the 1st in the Millennium Hotel, and there are witnesses who can confirm this. I arrived with Dmitry Kovtun. We sat together in the hotel. At the same moment, my family called up and said that they'd arrive about 15 minutes later. I told them we were sitting in the bar. We ordered something at the bar, some drinks. Kovtun and I stayed put. Then Litvinenko turned up and sat with us. He was highly excited. Kovtun even thought he might be drunk, although we both knew that Litvinenko had never drunk before in his life. It wasn't the smell that suggested this to us, but his behaviour. What's important is that during the meeting, which he had absolutely insisted upon, he had nothing serious or meaningful to say. We just talked about general things. He said, "We have a meeting tomorrow. Let's discuss what we should say." I answered, "It's just a normal meeting. There's nothing secret about it." When I analysed this later, I had the distinct feeling that someone wanted us all together in this hotel. After 20 minutes, my daughter and my son turned up in the bar. I can't remember whether they sat down or not. We stood up. I introduced them to Litvinenko. He left, and then we all left together. I went upstairs with my family, got changed, and we set off for the game. On November the 2nd, Litvinenko called me at 8:30 a.m. He told me, "I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling well. I can't make our appointment at the company." We called the company and cancelled. My family went for a walk in London, and Kovtun and I went shopping in Oxford Street. The next day we left. He called me again on November the 3rd. He said he had food poisoning, but was feeling better now. I called him on November the 7th and November the 13th, a week before his death. We had an excellent conversation. His wife talked to me as well. He didn't accuse me of anything at all. I called him on November the 13th because I saw an article in Kommersant newspaper in which he said he'd been poisoned by Scaramella. I asked him what this was all about, and that's all.
What kind of a guy was he?
I can say that Litvinenko was neither a dissident nor a writer. He was an agent of the British intelligence services, I think. I think that by recruiting him, the British spy agencies have made a deeply unprofessional mistake. If I were the Prime Minister of Britain, I'd fire the people who hired him. It's the height of amateurism to recruit people like Litvinenko and use them in their work. It looks like they'd spent too long in the pub and forgot what was going on around them.
I just want to ask about England, and I see there's a Sherlock Holmes.
I bought this edition of Sherlock Holmes in London. I'm a big fan of Arthur Conan Doyle. I've just read his Sherlock Holmes stories, but also his science fiction as well. I'm very fond of The Lost World. I read all of his stories as a child. England is a former imperial power. You have to respect a country that once ruled half the world. Otherwise, I like whiskey and football. I'm a Chelsea fan, of course. I'll definitely be at the final. If there are two English teams, I have to be there. It's marvellous. Two English teams playing in front of a Russian public. Terrific.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.